Our fourth finalist is Jade Fisher. Jade is from the Department of Physics and Astronomy. Her presentation is entitled Unearthing a Better Way to Treat Cancer.
Imagine you're a miner standing beneath a massive mountain. Beneath it lies a rich vein of gold. But how do you reach it? You need a tool that is able to cut through the rock without destroying the surrounding area. Use dynamite and you risk bringing down the whole mountainside. But use a pickaxe and you'll be slowly chipping away forever. We need a tool that is specialized for the job. Now instead, imagine we're treating cancer. A tumor buried deep within the body is a lot like hidden gold. It is both valuable to remove, but we can't risk damaging that surrounding area. That area is healthy, vital tissue that we must protect. So we too need a specialized tool for the job. One such tool is radiation therapy, which delivers beams of highly intense energy, able to obliterate cancer cells. But not all radiation acts the same. This is where my research comes in. I'm studying the potential application of a new form of radiation therapy called very high energy electrons, or VEEs for short, which could change the way we treat tumors in hard to reach places. The first feature about VEEs that makes them so exciting is that we could treat tumors anywhere in the body, regardless of depth, whether that's the prostate, the liver, or the spine, no problem. But depth alone isn't enough. We also need precision. VEEs, they act more like a laser rather than a flashlight. Conventional radiation, it enters the body and it scatters, making precise targeting difficult. But with VEEs, they stay sharp and narrow directly to the tumor. On top of this, VEEs are not affected by complex anatomy. You see, as radiation passes through the body, it passes through pockets of air and dense bone. And at this point, it can be deflected. But VEEs, they maintain their path regardless of tissue type. So just like a miner would want their drill to cut through any type of rock, we need our radiation to do the same. And VEEs can achieve this. But the most exciting feature about VEEs is their speed. A conventional treatment must slowly chip away at that tumor over a period of weeks. But with VEEs, we could deliver an entire treatment in the fraction of a second. By reducing the total treatment time, we reduce the burden on both the patient and on the healthcare system. So with the depth, precision, and speed of VEEs, we could have a treatment method that is potentially more effective and more efficient. So while miners have been refining their tool for centuries, now it is our turn to refine our tool. Except instead of aiming for gold, we're aiming for something better. We're aiming to give patients a better shot at life. Thank you.